Good afternoon, Monday Farm News on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan and Megan Turnquist. The stock markets continue to plunge today despite the Federal Reserve lowering interest rates. As of this morning, more than 167,000 coronavirus cases worldwide and 3,700 cases in the U.S. have been confirmed. Many state governments continue to implement temporary statewide coronavirus rules.
As of today, 54 people in Minnesota have tested positive. 10 cases have been confirmed in South Dakota. One confirmed coronavirus case in North Dakota. The Center for Disease Control is recommending for the next 8 weeks, event organizers cancel or postpone in-person events that consist of 50 or more people throughout the U.S. Stay tuned to the Red River Farm Network for the latest news and updates on these meetings.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said this morning the U.S. could pump $800 billion or more into the economy to minimize the damage from this coronavirus outbreak if Congress passes a payroll tax holiday through the end of the year. In an interview with Fox Business Network, Kudlow wouldn't say if the U.S. economy was headed for a recession. However, Kudlow did acknowledge the impact of an ongoing viral outbreak across the country.
Zahner Group Ag Hedge Lead Ted Seifried says commodity traders are following Wall Street today.
Watching the stock market is not my favorite thing to do. However, right now we're using it as a fear gauge. And, you know, limit down overnight, first circuit breaker after the first 15 minutes or the first 8 seconds into the open here this morning. And while we've been under a tremendous amount of pressure all day, we are certainly well off their lows. Grains haven't really responded to that. Certainly livestock haven't really responded to that. But I'm curious to see where we end the day.
Seifried thinks traders are not looking at the action taken by the Federal Reserve.
Lowering rates to zero and $700 billion injection in quantitative easing, that should work to offset a fair amount of the revenue lost over the course of the next 2 weeks while we shut everything down. The question is, how long is it going to be, and will there be more to come? Does there need to be more to come? But I think the answer is, it looks like the federal government is prepared to take whatever steps they need to in order to try to offset not only the financial impact that we have, but also try to rebuild that mindset of the American consumer as well.
Allendale Chief Strategist Rich Nelson expects the market panic to settle down in a couple of days.
We obviously are reaching into some areas where this is a psychology-based market more than a fact-driven market, so a lot of concerns still in front of us. I would not yet try to pick a bottom here, but certainly the next few days we can maybe discuss some of those ideas. And with so many schools being closed and whatnot over these next few days, a lot of the trade is concerned that this is now moving into a non-fact-based belief system. So a lot of concern here is still in front of us as it stands. Like I said, I think in these type of news cycles, we more or less sit and wait till we have some more confirmed, better news to speak of here.
And Nelson says traders are more concerned about the economy than actually coronavirus cases.
Trade is certainly concerned about the fact, maybe not exactly the exact new cases increasing or whatnot. It is certainly, like you mentioned, the concern about the impact on the economy as regular people are affected here, so to speak.
U.S. food price inflation could be higher than the current projection of 0.5% to 1%. USDA economist Gianna Short says there are a lot of wild cards being dealt right now, and with that could affect these food prices. This includes a decline in oil prices and
coronavirus, the economy, lots of things up in the air. But definitely if there's an economy-wide downturn, that will keep downward pressure on prices. People doing social distancing and staying inside, the demand for food away from home could be going down. So we might see slower inflation for the food away from home. Things change by the day.
Last month, food away from home grew at half the rate of grocery store prices.
USDA did lower the season-ending average price estimate for corn and soybeans in the March report. World Agriculture Outlook Board Acting Chair Mark Jekinowski explains why.
This is just based on observed price data to date. The prices that farmers are reporting that they marketed their crop at. So for corn, we are right at about half the crop marketed. I think soybeans were roughly around 60% or 65% or so marketed. So given the prices that they're receiving, they're coming in a little bit lower than we had expected. And we recognized we had to adjust those prices a little bit lower.
It's the final day for farmers to make appointments for the 2019 Farm Bill elections. Minnesota Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Joe Martin says most counties are 98% enrolled.
We still can work with you in terms of your program election, but if you do not call by today and establish an appointment, we won't be able to enroll you into the ARC PLC program, and you will be ineligible for any program benefits for the 2019 crop year.
Martin says on average, Minnesota signs up 95,000 contracts for Farm Bill programs. This number is already has already exceeded this year. The decisions vary across the state.
I think mostly we're seeing many folks take the ARC election, in general ARC election on soybeans and PLC election on corn. But there's areas of the state where ARC-IC is a option where there may be low yield areas. So it's really a mix. It's not like the last time around where we saw 98% ARC enrollment. It's different economics. It was different yields. So it's really a county by county variation that we're seeing.
Martin also says at this time, no county offices are closed due to the coronavirus concerns. However, if an employee does test positive for the coronavirus, a county office could close. Reporting Agriculture's Business, you're listening to the Red River Farm Network.
Monday Farm News here on the Red River Farm Network. Now that the Canadian government has ratified the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, June 1st is the date that the Trump administration is targeting for that implementation. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue says U.S. agriculture will benefit from USMCA.
The Canadian market opens up for some dairy products and other poultry and egg products.
Agriculture Secretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs, Ted McKinney, adds that USMCA provides new and updated policies to expand agricultural trade with Canada and Mexico.
Brand new, never seen before language on the biosciences, the biotechnologies, the sanitary, phytosanitary chapters.
Corn harvest continues across the region. Hillsborough, North Dakota farmer Sarah Levis says frost depth isn't deep in cornfields at this time, and as the snow continues to melt, harvest will get into a muddy season.
So I'm really hoping that everyone can get out there and get their corn harvested here pretty soon. The only other really big challenge, I think, for us now going forward is the corn that's going to get left behind. The edges of the fields got really deep with snowdrifts, and we actually were out trying to clean some of those up here this last week, and that's been pretty tough. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get all those edges or not. And I was surprised. I think at least on our farm, that those acres are going to add up. There's going to be some measurable acres for that. So I'm going to have to go and figure out what to do with those unharvested acres yet.
Levis says it's time to be planning for spring, but of course this can be hard to do.
It is in some respect, I think, a little bit early to really hone in exactly what the plan is going to be for that, simply because so much of how we manage spring depends on the melt. And right now, the melt that we've been getting has actually been just perfect. And one of the things that I know was really challenging for us last spring was the frost depth. We're not going to have to deal with that, so that's good. We are going to have to deal with wet conditions, and we are going to have to deal with ruts and things. So I think as we get a little bit closer, that's going to be something to really weigh out.
However, one thing farmers can do is get a plan in place for fertilizer.
Local grain elevators are preparing for a busy spring. Maple River Grain and Agronomy Manager Alex Richard says grain elevators are getting ready for a strong fertilizer demand.
We're hoping that we get a good warm-up and a good spring so we can get all the fertilizer applied. Last fall, we had a pretty poor fall to do fall application on fertilizer. So we're trying to get, we'll be doing a lot more this spring, and if Mother Nature cooperates, hopefully we can get a lot of work done. So.
NDSU Extension agricultural engineer Tom Scherer is advising farmers and rural property owners whose wells are in flood-prone areas to prepare for the spring melt and flooding. Scherer says it's better to protect the well before flood events than having to clean it afterwards. A list of well protection and cleaning tips are available from NDSU Extension.
According to Acres and Shares, last week there were 14 brokered American Crystal Sugar Company beet stock trades, totaling 475 shares for an average price of $3,340.42 per share.
New legislation seeks to address livestock dealer payment default. The Securing All Livestock Equity Equitably or Sale Act would establish dealer legal trusts, mimicking existing packer statutory trusts to make sure cattle sellers get a payment even if a dealer goes bankrupt. North Dakota Senators Kevin Kramer and John Hoven drafted that bill.
USDA is creating a new team, to better serve beginning farmers and ranchers. The former Acter Director of Customer Experience for Farm Production and Conservation Business Center, Sarah Campbell, will be leading this effort. There will also be state-level coordinators for four agencies. These services include FSA, Natural Resources Conservation Service, Risk Management Agency, and Rural Development. State coordinators will help field employees to better reach and serve beginning farmers and ranchers. This is the Red River Farm Network.
Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Soybean and Corn Advisor President Michael Cordonier thinks Brazil's record large crop has peaked. Cordonier says limited rains in the southern part of the growing region has taken the top end off the crop. He says the bigger question is second crop corn.
That corn was planted late. The planting window is now closed. And if you look at three states in sort of south central Brazil, Paraná, Mato Grosso do Sul, and São Paulo, those three states have about 35%. Of all the safrinha corn acres, and they're hot and dry right now. And the farmers are already concerned that the germination is going to be poor, they're going to have low plant population, and the forecast does not look good at all. Forecast looks, you know, below normal rainfall going forward. So the safrinha corn crop in Brazil could have a lot of challenges ahead for it.
Minnesota Senator Tina Smith and Minnesota Representative Dean Phillips are hosting a free open-to-the-public coronavirus briefing call with Minnesota public health officials at 6 o'clock this evening. And Minnesotans are invited to submit their questions about coronavirus online ahead of the call. And that website is at tinyurl.com/mncoronavirusbriefing. The call-in number is 855-927-0897, and that briefing call will also be live streamed at phillips.house.gov/dial-in.
Taking a look at the markets before we leave you this afternoon. May Minneapolis wheat up 5.25 at 513.5. May Chicago wheat down 5.5 at 5.5. May Kansas City wheat down 5.75. May corn down 10. At 356, December corn down 4.75 at 368.25, May beans down 25.25 at 823.5, November beans down 19.25 at 845.25, in livestock markets, April live cattle down $3.30 at 92.27, April feeder cattle down $4.50 at 108.10, April lean hogs down $1.75. Taking a quick look at the farm calendar, a few events have been canceled. The NDSU Extension Soil Health Cafe Talk scheduled for this week and next week in Velva and Mattock, North Dakota have been canceled. The Midwest Poultry Federation also canceled its 2020 convention scheduled to take place on Thursday, March 19th in Minneapolis. Stay tuned to Farm Network for more details. This is the Red River Farm Network.